Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and we're doing verses 23 and 24. May the God of peace sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful and will do this. How often do we get real, actual guarantees these days? I mean, like, unbreakable ones with no catches or loopholes or exit strategies. Right? Not many, if any, actually. Even the most unbreakable of contracts often have an escape clause of some kind in them, something written into a contract so that there's always a back door, a way out. In this letter from Paul to the Thessalonians, he is writing about grace, and he kind of gives a guarantee, a biblical guarantee. So he's writing about grace, that God's grace and love are ours, and that through Christ we've been named and claimed and given new life. Then, as Paul often does, he ends this letter, because it was a letter, to his little church community with a benediction, a wish. And what does he wish for the people in Thessalonica? Paul begins with this Greek word, hagiazo. It means to sanctify or make holy. May the God of peace make you holy. This is, as I said above, about grace. This is what Paul has been talking about for the whole letter. Then, as if holiness weren't enough on its own, though it totally is, Paul says that he wishes for our body, soul, and spirit to be kept sound. Essentially, Paul is praying for this little community that God makes them holy and then keeps them that way until Christ comes again. And as readers of this same letter, that promise is for us as well. Not only does Paul wish this for his little church, but this is what God does for all of us. This is what God has done for you. God has made you holy. God has made you holy your whole life. The life you've already lived already, even the life you have yet to live. All of it has been sanctified, has been made holy. All of it has been redeemed. And then God keeps you holy, your body, mind, and soul, all held by God, held holy by God. There's this lovely verse in John's gospel that says, through God we've received grace upon grace. This is what Paul means here. God offers us grace over and over and over again in order that we might be held in this beautiful place of being made holy. Then, as if both of those things, being held and being made holy, being held holy in holiness, I guess, if both of those things weren't enough, though again, they totally are, Paul says that God is faithful, therefore God will do this. How I know that this letter from Paul to this little church applies to us is because he says so. God will do this. It's like a holy guarantee, one that we can actually trust. Because unlike most of the rest of our lives, God has not left an escape clause. No loophole, no conditions, no catch. This is what God does. God makes us holy again and again and again with grace upon grace. So, Uplifters, let's take a moment today and close our eyes and just take a second to be reminded that we are held in a place of holiness. Sometimes we don't really feel all that holy, or that God might even make us holy, that we're worthy of being made holy, but we are. You are made holy, and you are being held there. So trust that, because God will do it. God is faithful, and God will keep on making you holy with grace upon grace. Amen. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.